Thank you for starting your day with the Andy Summer Show here on 92.5 XTU.
All right, so the school year is winding down. I'm interested to know if there are going to be some class, because I know, all right, let me back up. Remember back in March when all of a sudden it was like, hey, your kids can't go to school anymore. And hopefully you'll be able to teach them from home and we'll figure out how this goes. So my kids at the school they go to, when they came home that Thursday night, they brought all of their stuff home, okay, like all of their books, just in case they weren't able to go back for a couple weeks. That was the idea. And so they haven't really missed a beat as far as classes go. They didn't take a spring break. They've been, you know, doing Google Classroom and Zooms and stuff like that ever since then. But I know for some kids, they took like a whole month off before they started, before the schools were able to get everybody what they needed.
Okay, so classes could begin virtually again.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So school for my kids ends next week, like the end of next week, and then they're finished. I'm guessing, though, that a lot of like public school kids and stuff like that are going to have to go into June.
Yeah, a week or two into June.
Which is tough. Right. That makes it really hard for parents. I get that. So, but let's think ahead and like, what is the fall going to look like? Because I don't think it's realistic to think that all of a sudden everything's just going to open up. Like, as much as we wanted that to happen with the Kenny Chesney concert and the anniversary show and things like that, it's not realistic to be like, okay, well, we're just going to put thousands of kids right in a school and hope that they don't sneeze on each other and pass this virus around anymore.
Yeah. And you think even if things do really die down and the numbers look great come August, still you have to take precautions. You can't just start all over again and like you're saying and boom, just
Exactly. So we almost have to ease back into socially connecting, physically connecting again. So CHOP came out with a list of things that they think would help that scenario so that we're not all inundated with germs and things like that. So one of the things that they recommend is holding classes and in gyms or outdoors, which isn't necessarily, I mean, like that sounds great, but you can't have your entire school in the gym without them being all on top of each other. So so how would you do that? They said make sure that you open the windows for ventilation, which is really great in your house too, by the way. This is a great time to just have some air circulating in there. Make sure that the adults at least are wearing face shields and masks. So like, and that's hard, right? I mean, and people who are on the front lines and they know, I mean, you know, like we don't have to wear them in the studio, but we have to wear them, you know, the masks and stuff when we walk around here. But people in grocery stores and things like that who are wearing them all day, that's tough.
It is, yeah.
So I can't even imagine trying to teach kids with them not being able to see half of your face.
Right. Trying to talk all day. As we know, sometimes it's hard to talk or even breathe if you have those things on for a long time.
One of the other things that they're recommending is creating a staggered schedule so that students will attend in person or online depending on the day.
Yeah. Now, you know, I know you've mentioned this like for a couple weeks that this would be a great idea. My only worry is my, because my sister's a teacher, thinking how many hours teachers are going to have to work then if they're teaching regular kids and virtual kids every day. It seems like a long
But I think day, that they it? I don't think that you would have I don't think their day would be elongated. I don't know that it would be Listen, I'm not saying that it's going to be easy, right? Okay, right. I'm not like poo-pooing this. But I don't know how much more it's necessarily going to be than what they're already doing, trying to do everything virtually. Yeah. I think that it would be a nice break for some students to actually be able to come into class a couple days a week and get that face-to-face interaction and be able to talk to their teacher, ask questions, do things, you know, so they would have like one lesson plan that they always do in person and then one lesson plan that's done virtually. Right. So they just post things and they'll have to read in their textbook. Yeah. Or
and I know I can speak on behalf of my sister. She would love a reason to get out of the house and go to school for a couple days a week, you know, see her coworkers and stuff like that she misses. So
So I think that that would make a big I mean, I really think that of all these things, that's definitely one of the things that's going to happen because I don't know how realistic it is to just say, well, just hold your classrooms outside, you know, like on a rainy day. Well, no school today. It's raining. You know, like, I don't know how you're going to do that. They also are talking about reducing class sizes to 10 to 15 students, which, again, you can't just do, like, what are you going to do with the other students? People still have to go to school. Right. You know, they have to go somewhere. Yeah. And already
only the 10 we like. You get to come
are like overcrowded and stuff. And you know, checking temperature as kids come in, like, it's going to be a lot. It's going to be,
it's
things are going to be different.
Right. So
even
what's
in
the expense
fall
now? Are they going to have someone at the front door temperature gauging every single kid that comes in every day? Like that's, an expense and time. Yeah.
Right. But worth it. Right.
Yeah.
Because you certainly don't want this to spread anymore. Like once we finally get a hold on spreading it and it not, you know, and containing the virus, then we mm-hmm. certainly don't want to, we don't want to start leaking it again once all yeah. the kids start going back to school.
And the other problem with the outdoor classes, murder hornets.
Good point.
The Andy Summers Show.
This is the People's Country Show. Is that cool with y'all?
On 92.5 XTU. Love you. Love your show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.